Hi everyone, it is about 3:40 p.m. right now. It's Tuesday, December 5th. I didn't record yesterday. I forgot to record yesterday, but I was off yesterday because we were at a wedding on Sunday. The wedding was nice. We also have been dog sitting the neighbor's dog, and it's been crazy, and I'm just putting it mildly when I say that because he's a puppy and he's very hyper. He's two, so he still has that puppy energy, and it's been crazy, and I am literally counting down the days until he goes home. They went on vacation, and they basically told my mom they had nobody to watch their dog, and they're one of those people, they don't want to board them because you just never know. You got to be careful. You can't trust everyone. So she was like, oh, I'll watch him. And I knew what we were in for the first day he was here because he was here for a couple of play dates and to see how he would do with our dog, to see if it would actually work, because if it wasn't going to work, then weren't going to do it. And he was just crazy. He was like jumping all over the place. Like he begs when we're eating and jumps on you. And he's very hyper. So I'm literally like counting down the days until he goes home. But we finished Christmas cookie baking yesterday, and today I had to work. We baked Christmas cookies on Saturday and yesterday, so we're all done with our baking. I worked today. I had two clients, and then I'm working tomorrow, and then I'm going out to dinner with a friend. So, and I have a therapy session tomorrow in between that. So I have been super busy this week, and then Thursday I have mobility, and then I have a phone meeting that I'm doing with an attorney and regarding something, and then Friday I work from home, Saturday I'm going out to lunch with a friend, and then Sunday I'm going to another friend's house, and then Friday night I'm going out to dinner with a friend. So this week is super busy. So I feel like I haven't stopped, but I'm kind of just hanging out right now. I just got home a little while ago. I did my case notes. I had to email one of the, someone who works at the library where we get the loaner laptops from, because one of the clients, her computer isn't working, wasn't like talking, and the loaner laptops are like refurbished. So I had to do that. I had started my timesheet. So now I'm just kind of hanging out, and I will talk to everybody later. I might combine this with the weekend. I haven't decided yet. It depends on how much I get, but I did want to record today. So I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It's about 2:10 right now, 2:10 p.m. It's the next day. It's Wednesday, December 6th. So I'm home early. I got home at around like 12:45 because my one appointment canceled. We were good to go, and then she texted me this morning. She said she had to cancel, and we went to a Burger King. We hung out for a little bit, and I got some French toast sticks to go with my breakfast, and I was covered in syrup, so I'm never having syrup ever again. And I'm doing laundry right now because like I said, I've been super busy this week. I did call my second client that I was going to go see, and I asked him if I can come and see him earlier, and he said it was fine. We were basically in and out, so he just wanted me to test the replacement computer, make sure it was working, and it was. So then I had to actually rebooked my access link to go to the diner on Friday with my friend. We're going earlier now because I forgot that I'm seeing my one client at noon. So I was like, oh yeah, well, yeah, I can do it earlier. So that was what I did. And then we're going to this pizza place on Saturday. We're going out tonight. I have mobility tomorrow, so I've been very busy. And then, like I said, yesterday I'm seeing a friend on Sunday. And then my cane tip broke. So yeah, today has been one of those days. But right now, like I said, I'm doing laundry. I have a therapy session in a few hours. And yeah, I will talk to everybody later. it's 5:30, so I'm on my way now. I'm on my way since about like 5:15, but I'm going straight there. I was waiting for my sheets to be done in the dryer. I hurried up and made my bed, and I washed my bathrobe. I put that back together, and I was just had to hurry up and make the bed. And I skipped my therapy session today. Just too much going on, because I thought my ride was there like right at 5 o'clock, and they were like a few houses down, but they weren't. I heard someone beep the horn, but it must have been another car or something. So yeah, and then since my cane broke, I have another one here. Well, it wasn't the cane that broke, it was the tip. And I forgot to put the air tag on the new one, so I'll do that when I get home. But I'm gonna be there early. My friend doesn't get off work until about 6. So even if she gets here at like 7, like we'll still have enough time, because I'm not gonna go crazy. I hate that feeling of being like so full that I can't move. But yeah, so I have mobility tomorrow. That call that I was going to do, that phone call that I had to do, that was rescheduled for next Thursday, because the attorney, she actually, there was basically just a mix up with the dates she had today on her calendar. And she's like, I can't do it tomorrow. I have a doctor's appointment. But she told my mom she was busy all the way up until today. So I guess these things happen. But yeah, I was just catching up on my WhatsApp messages. I'm in 4 different groups on WhatsApp, so I have to like be on top of it. Otherwise, I get too far behind. And if a lot of people leave voice clips, and if they're too long, I just don't listen to them. Because like I try not to leave ones that are too long, because my attention span is just not that long. So like, I know somebody's not going to want to sit there and listen to like a 10-minute message. But yeah, so, I'm actually on my way there now, and I will talk to everybody when I get there.
Hi everyone, it's 6 o'clock right now, so I'm here. I've been here for about 15 minutes or so. I have a table. My friend isn't going to be here until close to 7, because she's like not even off work yet, and it takes her about a half an hour to get down here. So yeah, but she was like, oh my god, like what time did I pick you up? I'm like, 5 o'clock. Well, it was 5:15 when I left, but my window started at 5 o'clock. I am using my AirPods because it's very noisy in here. So you guys can probably tell that I sound different, but it is what it is. So yeah, but I will talk to everybody probably when I'm on my way home or when I'm waiting for paratransit. So.
2 miles. All right, everyone, it is 9:15, and I just got picked up a couple minutes ago. My friend had to, she took an Uber, she left before me. She would have waited with me, but she, her grandmother is, she's staying at her grandma's house while she's here, and her grandma lives in a gated community, and after 10 o'clock, her grandmother has to open the gate, so she doesn't want to have that happen. So I was like, that's fine. So yeah, we had a good time. We were just catching up and stuff like that. And I'm on my way home now. I have mobility tomorrow. I'm happy I don't have that meeting. We might even call in between, so we might not even need the appointment, but we'll see. But yeah, I will talk to everybody later.
So she just wants to know if she should say something or not.
And if so,
how, I mean,
hi everyone. It is.
It's nothing like that.
It's Hi everyone, it's 8:41 a.m. It's the next day. It's Thursday, December 7th. I'm in an Uber. I'm on my way to my mobility lesson. We're meeting at Dunkin' Donuts, so I'm gonna get there a little early. I wanted to leave a little earlier, but I wasn't ready yet, and I'm just like, I'm not gonna leave at the crack of dawn just to sit there and do whatever I would be doing at home anyway, and I didn't get ready right away, and I wasn't gonna rush, especially because I was out yesterday, and I was like, I'm just gonna leave whenever I'm ready, as long as I'm there on time, of course. But yeah, I will talk to everyone when I get there. Okay, everyone, it's 9:15 and I'm here. I just got a peppermint hot chocolate. Figured it would be perfect for this time of year. So I'm just sitting here at a table and my mobility instructor is going to be here around 10 o'clock. So I think I'm actually going to listen to my book for a little bit. I still have like 45 minutes, so there was a little bit of traffic, but it wasn't too bad. And then the Uber driver, he came right away. So I didn't record yesterday when I got home just because I didn't really do much of anything. So there wasn't really much to record. But I got home, I think it was like close to 10. But yeah, I'm seeing her, my friend, tomorrow. And then again, Saturday. And then Sunday, I'm going to see another friend. So I think since I'm so busy this week, I'm just going to combine the weekend with this. So we have two more days until the dog that we're dog sitting goes home, and I cannot wait. He's like he's not bad. He just has like that puppy energy. He's like just very hyper and like chews things. And like actually yesterday he got a hold of an earring. I found it on the floor. Luckily it was like a hoop, so it was like, I don't know. I mean, he, I don't know if he could have swallowed it, but I said to my mom, I was like, there's an earring on the floor. I think he got a hold of it. I was like stepping on something. So, yeah, but I'm just sitting here right now. I'm just going to enjoy my peppermint hot chocolate, and I will talk to everybody later. Hi, everyone. It is 11:40, and I'm currently just on my way home now. My lesson went well, but it's very hard to concentrate when it's cold, so I'm just going to relax, and when I get home, that's about it. My mom is going out to dinner tonight, so I'm not sure what I'm doing, if I'm going to make something or if I'm going to order. I might make something just because I'm going to be eating out. I ate out yesterday. I'm going to be eating out tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. So I might make something because that's just a lot of eating out. So yeah, I will talk to everybody later. All right, everyone, it's 12:12 and I'm now home. I've been home for a while. I've been home since like noon, but I'm just making lunch. I have it on the stove right now as I speak. And after I have lunch, I'm just going to relax and read my book for the, like, pretty much the rest of the day. So yeah, I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it's 12:10 p.m. It's the next day. It is Friday, December 8th. So I'm just kind of just hanging out right now. I did a little bit of paperwork. I did schedule a delivery of some equipment for Tuesday. So, because I don't have my client in the morning because she's having issues with her computer. So I did schedule a delivery with someone else. I'm trying to schedule another person for delivery because my afternoon client has to cancel, but we'll see if he gets back to me. So if not, I'll just have one appointment on Tuesday. So it's the holidays and people are canceling and stuff. So I am going out in a little bit with my friend. My paratransit window starts at 1:57. I didn't have my I was supposed to have a client at 12 o'clock. I didn't know for sure. So I was just like trying to see if I would have him or not, but I didn't have him, but I didn't know if I was going to have him or not. So, and my friend gets off work at noon on Fridays. So yeah, I will talk to everyone later. All right, everyone, it's 2:08. I'm on my way. We do have a bunch of stops. I'm not sure how many, but I just let my friend know that I'm on my way. So I'm going to just sit here and listen to my book and I will talk to everyone when I get there.
Hi everyone, it's 3:26. So I'm using my AirPods right now, so that's why I sound different, but I'm still on the bus. I left my house at 2:07. So what happened was we were supposed to have a pickup and they were a no-show, and the driver did tell dispatch that they didn't show. And basically what happens is dispatch has to call New Jersey Transit. New Jersey Transit tries to get a hold of the passenger, and if the passenger doesn't answer, then they tell the driver to move on. But the problem was they were on hold with New Jersey Transit. So we were sitting there for about 45 minutes, and I wasn't even that far. We weren't even that far from where I'm going, so I don't understand why the driver couldn't have just dropped me off. Like, they were just on hold and could have turned around if necessary, but it's ridiculous. And this person that I'm meeting, she doesn't like to meet in the middle and always expects me to travel, and I'm tired of it. So next week, we talked about meeting next Wednesday. I'm going to tell her, well, either we meet in the middle or we don't meet at all. It's just, you just have to, because I'm tired of people just not reciprocating. Like, it's not fair, because it's just not. Like, you can't just expect people to just travel to you. I mean, she has to travel too. And she's willing to travel all over the country by herself, but she's not willing to meet me in the middle. So I don't understand that, but yeah, my mom said, she's like, if you were still on hold, if you were still sitting there, I would have had you put me on speakerphone, so I would have taken out my AirPods. But now there's like a little traffic, so luckily I'm not too far from where we are, but still, it was just ridiculous. And we started moving when she had called me, and it's just, I get on, it's just not fair. Like, I couldn't just sit there all day. So I'm glad that we're finally moving, and my friend is already there, but I will talk to everyone later.
Hi everyone, it's 7:20, so I'm on my way home. They missed my window by 20 minutes about, and it was ridiculous. I was standing out in the cold. After tomorrow, I'm not going to be going down there anymore unless like we're staying overnight or something, but either we meet in the middle or I'm not going. So yeah, it's like I said before, she has to reciprocate a little bit, but she gave me a Christmas present. She gave me a bracelet. And so I was like, oh, I don't have anything for you, but I'll give her something tomorrow. I'll put together a tin of cookies for her. So I'll do that when I get home. And yeah, so I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It is 9:07, so it's much later. I got home around 8 o'clock or so, maybe a little after, but my friend actually gave me something for Christmas. She gave me a bracelet, a little stretch bracelet, so I felt bad that I didn't have anything for her, so I just put together a tin of cookies for her, and I'm seeing her tomorrow. And basically what happened before was we were standing there waiting for my ride because my friend and her grandmother didn't want to just leave me there. So they basically, they called me and, well, they told me, they were like, why don't you call to see what's going on? Because I thought maybe they canceled the trip or something. So I called for my ride status and they said that they were running late and they missed my window by about 20 minutes. And it was, they were, you know, we were all like, that's ridiculous. Like they should have called me because in the past other drivers would say, oh, you know, I'm sorry, I'm late. Did they call you? And I'd be like, no. So yeah, I mean, it's just not fair. They should have at least called me and told me they were running late. So yeah, I'm home right now. I'm just hanging out and I will talk to everyone tomorrow. Hi everyone. It's 11:16 a.m. I got a long ride. It's the next day, Saturday. So yeah, I got a long ride. And, once we do one stop before I get dropped off, I will let my friend know so she can let her grandmother know. And I'm just going to sit here, enjoy the ride, put in my AirPods, and I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 12:21, so I just got here. We had a bunch of stops, as I told you guys before, but my friend isn't here yet, and she said she was leaving around, like, noon, and I hope she shows up, because if she doesn't, then she's done, but, especially because I have less than 2 hours, I don't have much time, so that won't be good if I have to rush, but if she doesn't show up soon, I'm ordering, but I will talk to everyone later. It is 2 o'clock and I'm waiting for my paratransit and my friend just left in an Uber. The Uber driver was actually nice. She was like, oh, I can take you too. So I'm like, no, I'm okay. She's like, are you sure you don't want to ride? Like she was like, no, I'm fine. I'm waiting for paratransit. We're going in different directions. And she's like, well, I'll take you wherever you want to go just to make sure you get there. I don't want you standing out here alone. But yeah, it's actually here. So that works out. Okay. She likes my wreath earrings too. She said they were cute and glittery green, have red bows on them.
Over here.
Okay.
Christian?
Yep, that's me.
Okay.
And I don't need help with the seatbelt. I'm okay. Good. Okay, guys,
so. Just wait one moment.
People are so impatient. Do we have any other stops?
A quick pickup drop off.
Okay. All right, guys, so I am on the bus. I will talk to everybody when I get home. Hi, everyone. It's 11:07 a.m. It is the next day. It's Sunday the 10th. So I'm on my way to my friend's house now, and I have a backpack with me because I have so much stuff I'm bringing. I mean, not too much. I have games and stuff because he doesn't, well, he has like regular playing cards and stuff, but he doesn't know exactly where they are. So I was like, well, I'll just bring my stuff. So yeah. So I guess I'll show you guys quickly what I have in here. I'm not going to take everything out, but it's raining today. So yeah, but let's see. I have in here I have a card shuffler that I got off of this. Well, actually got it as a gift. It came from this website. Basically, it has a hand crank and then it has a little tray that the cards go into and you just like slide out the little tray. And then it like shuffles the cards because I don't know how to shuffle them. So I brought that. I brought with me Uno cards. And then I have my regular playing cards in here. So, yeah, that's what I have as far as the games. I do have the Shut the Box game at home, but that's a little big. Okay, and then in this other compartment here, this is technically like a school backpack, so there's a part for a laptop. But I have some Christmas cookies for us. I put them in here last night because I knew I was going to forget them. So, yeah. But they're in here. I put them in here last night or yesterday. So that's it as far as what's in here. My phone is going to be just in my pocket. I forgot to bring AirPods, but I don't really need them, so that's fine. But, yeah, so I will talk to everyone probably when I'm on my way home.
Hi everyone, it's 6:43. I'm on my way home, so my friend and I, we had a good time. We played games, we played cards, we ordered dinner. I shared with him some of the cookies I brought. He made me a little goodie bag with some candy. But yeah, I'm on my way home right now, and I'm going to end it here, and I will talk to everyone next week.